Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Tonight's forecast, rain and patchy fog, a low in the low 40s. Flight for Life landed near the intersection of Highways 11 and 32 earlier this afternoon to transport a man who apparently fell from a ladder. The accident was reported about 11:45 at Quality Auto Body at 3020 Packard Avenue. According to the South Shore Fire Department, the man suffered a significant traumatic injury as a result of the fall. Mount Pleasant Police closed down the intersection to allow the chopper to land. It was reopened to traffic just after 12:30. Kenosha police are looking for an 18-year-old reported missing from her home Friday afternoon. Authorities believe Destiny Wiley may have traveled to Milwaukee, where she used to live. She has several disabilities and requires regular medication. She's African-American, about 5'2" and 140 pounds. She has black hair with blue streaks and was last seen wearing a red jacket, pink and purple leggings, and black boots. Her picture is posted on the WRJN Twitter page and on the Kenosha Police Department's Facebook page. Anyone with information about her whereabouts is asked to contact Kenosha Police. Voters in southeast Wisconsin will head to the polls on Tuesday for various local races, which will help improve turnout numbers statewide because Reed Magny with the State Elections Commission says they're predicting between 13 and 18%.
Turnout is very often driven by local issues, local races. For example, if there's a hot referendum somewhere that people care a great deal about, that can push up turnout in a local area.
Around this area, decisions from Mount Pleasant Village president and trustee will be prominent in terms of voter turnout. There are also several aldermanic races being contested in the city of Racine. And make sure to check your ballot for any referendum questions. The polls open at 7 a.m. and will close at 8 p.m. The latest unfolds this week in what's turned into a very public disagreement between the Racine Unified School District and the village of Sturtevant over needed permission to open and operate the real school in the Sportsplex building. WRJN News Director Tom Karko has more.
The village wants, among other things, financial compensation for lost tax base, as well as specific conditions on use of the facility with written permission. The school board has a closed meeting at 6 o'clock tonight on the village's demands, a news release indicating those have grown to 35. Chief Operations Officer David Hazen in that release stating many of the demands are within statutory authority of the school board and district administration, not the village of Sturtevant, unquote. It also says that the village won't consider now the conditional use permit needed until April 13th. Sturtevant's administrator, Mary Cole, in a different news release says the real issue is the revenue-generating component of the Sportsplex. In an effort to reach the construction timeline for the school, the village developed separate terms and conditions that individually apply to the real school and a Sportsplex, but this was deemed unacceptable to Racine Unified. The village board is scheduled to have its regular meeting this week on Thursday, rescheduled by the election tomorrow. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
The pros and cons of Governor Walker's proposed budget and the impact on Racine County Human Services were presented recently by staff to the County Board's Health and Human Development Committee and the Human Services Board. Human Services Director Hope Otto mentioned positives when it comes to Medicaid help for the elderly, blind, and disabled on income limits and purchase plans. She mentioned the governor's budget would eliminate what's known as the child care cliff in the food share program.
Before, the initial eligibility test was at 185, and then after an individual had started working, their income was allowed to raise to 200% of the federal poverty guideline, and then they would fall off and not be eligible. This eliminates that, and that's a really positive thing, both for our child care providers and for our families. And so the co-payments, their co-share, that will be an additional dollar for every $3 that they're earning.
Child care and W-2 fraud investigations by the county would get little added financial backing, according to Otto. Bottom line with the information to both panels is there remains a lot of unknowns with the state and federal budgets and scary concerns, some of which may need to be formally addressed. The Racine Redevelopment Authority meets at 5:15 this afternoon at City Hall, and the agenda includes a proposed economic development communications strategy implementation with Brannigan Communications. RDA staff entered into a $24,000 purchase order covering January through March of next year. The professional services contract with Brannigan would be $80,000 from the RDA budget. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.